From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Austin last week, an unlikely civic symbol passed away. He was a cross-dressing homeless man who lived on the kindness of strangers. But he was much more than that, according to NPR's John Burnett.
On a fine Sunday afternoon, Austinites gather in a Riverside park to remember Leslie Cochran.
Please, y'all, write a little short Leslie story. The family's going to be reading them.
He was a fixture on the sidewalks of this capital city in his bushy beard, tiara, thong, and falsies. Leslie, as he was universally called, became a symbol of the eccentricity and rakishness that people celebrate in this fun-loving, techie boomtown. Now Leslie is gone. Mourners at the memorial donned rhinestone tiaras and feather boas in his honor. A young man who gave his name as Ozzy Zion went a step further, stuffing himself into a bikini bottom.
This is what Leslie would have done today, and I hope that I'm as hungover as he would have been on a Sunday afternoon.
When Leslie died at age 60 in a local hospice last Thursday, due to complications from a head wound, the mayor proclaimed it Leslie Day. Leslie Cochran himself ran for mayor in 2000, appearing around town dressed like a stripper and holding hand-lettered campaign signs. Linda Eldridge and Lee Modern came down to remember him.
Halloween on 6th Street, everybody loved taking pictures with him. And
he's always goofing around, you know, throwing his leg over people's laps and things like that.
Leslie became something of an activist against police mistreatment of the homeless. He made tips posing for photos with revelers in the tavern districts around town. He also earned a portion of the profits from the sales of Leslie refrigerator magnets. You can dress him in his favorite outfits, including an orange and white UT cheerleader uniform. He did not earn anything from the Leslie iPhone app.
How's the homeless? Take me home.
Now the inevitable question, what does Leslie Cochran's demise mean for this fast-evolving city that embraces weirdness? Clearly, there's no one to fill his high heels.
Heaven just got a lot more weird. Woo!
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.